You're listening to Business, Politics, and Lifestyles on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
Karen Cataline filling in for Gary S. Goldman. Business, Politics, and Lifestyles, but politics permeates everything, especially now. If you'd like to hear me at least three times a week, and usually a whole lot more than you even care to, all you got to do is go to KarenCataline.com. Karen, yes, my name is a punchline. We'll have to give that speech some other time. You know, middle-aged white woman who complains a lot. Yeah, I cop to that. Karen spelled the normal way, Cataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. You can hear my show spouting off Tuesdays and Thursdays out of New Hampshire, but you don't have to be living in New Hampshire in order to listen Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, Fridays, 2 p.m. Eastern, spouting off live call-in talk radio. We love callers. Let's get back to our really wonderful, timely guest, Larry Ward, chairman of the Constitutional Rights PAC, founder of Guns and God Appreciation Day, and one of his latest is We Aren't in This Together website about coronavirus. Now we're finding the very root of the matter, and that is breaking news that Dominion Systems has been corrupting our elections. During the break, I asked you whether people were glomming onto this thing about watermarks on the ballots, and you told me what, Larry Ward?
Well, I don't think that has any reality. The federal government does not print ballots. States do. They have absolutely no control over the printing of ballots. That I think that story is hogwash. Now, it's not a bad idea if the states wanted to use, you know, to use crypto technology to encode something in a watermark on each ballot. There could be some security applications there, but it's just not true that was done in advance.
Okay. Well, would you like to take some calls with me, Larry?
Of course.
Good. It's the heart and soul of talk radio. So let's have Tyler. You're on WCRN with Karen Cataline and Larry Ward. Welcome.
Good morning, Karen, Cataline, and Mr. Larry. How are you? How are you,
good
man?
Good morning.
How are you doing? Good, Larry. You bring up a good point. When you have a system that's dominated and controlled by people who have a clear system of personal interest, the people are left out. There's some hope here. We had a president come in against all odds, explain what's going on. He got elected. He did a lot in 4 years: the wall, the tax break, Veterans Affairs. A lot of red tape removed. He's helping the farmers. And he got beat by someone who didn't do anything he said for 40 years, told us the opposite, and said he's going to raise taxes. There may be an indication that, as Nixon warned us, if propaganda and paid-for media that's subsidized and part of the club can initiate enough raw material to slander and ruin a person's image, we have people on an angry vote. Doesn't mean he can't come back in 4 years. It doesn't mean we can't have someone else step up. It does mean we have a nation united to vote. We all are red, white, and blue. We all have children to care for. And we're going to come out of this better and stronger because a lot of people voted. And that is a good thing. And this is the other thing I want to mention real quick. When we ran Hampden County, we had in small towns a lot of incidents. This is just the exact terms they'll use. And I guarantee you, if you look this up and have all the intelligence agents Google this, you're going to find they had something called a black box sinkhole. They call it form and function, and they cast out fishy write-in ballots. And they double count their what you call sponsored candidate. And what they do is they look at a signature and they say it's not legible. Then they hand it to the second line of forensics who are supposed to understand height, space, slant, and shape arrangement. And then they take the ballot and it disappears somehow. So you have to have your intelligence officers find out how many write-in ballots were actually sent out.
Yeah, but Tyler, we're getting into the weeds here, and the reality is, and I love your call, the reality is that this huge breaking news overrides all that. Let's get a comment from our guest. Larry, what do you think about what Tyler is saying?
You're absolutely right. We're not talking about 2024. We're talking about 2020. We're talking about the sanctity of our elections. Look, we heard the Democrats for 4 years, you know, preached to us about Russia and the sanctity of our elections. Meanwhile, they are completely dismantling
they were corrupting it all
the integrity
along.
Of our election. Absolutely.
This is what is the pattern, Larry. This is the pattern again and again and again. And after you see it again and again and again, you say to yourself, when are we going to make a conclusion here that these people lie, cheat, and steal? I'm just going to say real quickly, everything they've accused Trump of, they did, including the reason for which they impeached the president. We now find in spades, Biden was engaged in collusion with the Russians and collusion with the Chinese in particular. It's just hard. That's why I have to limit my news, because my hair goes on fire so easily these days. Thank you, Tyler, for the call. Let's go to Joanne. You're on 830 WCRN with Karen Cataline and Larry Ward.
Hey, nice to talk to you again, Karen. And Larry, I wasn't able to hear the beginning of your information, but I too saw Lou Dobbs last night, Sidney Powell, announcing this, that hammer and scorecard are used to actually in the system to change the votes. So, and you can go, you can see Lou Dobbs, they always repeat his show with Sidney Powell on it. So I agree with you that that's one of the ways they did it, besides massive fake ballot, mail-in ballots. Right, Larry?
Oh, this is the whole thing is orchestrated. Now, look, it's not just one thing. Let's not just focus on one thing, even though I think that the systematic voter fraud may be occurring right here at this Dominion voting system. Dominion voting systems, which, mm-hmm. which again, for your listeners who didn't hear earlier, has four. It was the system that was used in Antrim County, Michigan, that switched the votes from Trump to Biden, and then the clerk caught it and they put it back. That system is used in 47 counties in Michigan. It's also used in every single swing state. Dominion voting systems. Google it, look it up. Go to worldtribune.com and take a look at the story. It's breaking right now. This is huge.
Wow.
They have ties to Soros. They have ties
to
Clinton.
Huge.
And yes, the hammer and scorecard is absolutely in play. I believe Sidney Powell, which says that, I think she's getting the information from Mike Flynn. If you look at the Dominion scorecard, it's the mail-in voting, it's the vote harvesting. They are cheating every single way. They have all the cheat codes, and they have the most important cheat code, a mainstream media, including Fox News, who is willing to go along with it.
They were willing to go on and go along with it. I saw the most atrocious coverage I have ever seen on Fox News. I had to turn the sound down. It was so bad. It was horrible.
Here's the good news, Karen. Here's the good news. The American people didn't buy it. They've been tuning out Fox News ever since Election Day. Fox News
is the only thing
Fox has going for it is the opinion, Tucker, Hannity, and Laura. And they're
and
not
Tucker
long for that,
the best.
That network anymore.
It could well be. So, Larry, let me just say this. as I hear you talk, and because I'm a social worker at heart, among other things, and I talk about the psychology of this, not only the psyop of the people that are attacking us and you and your spectacular site, We Aren't in This Together, which I've been ranting about for months, but the fact that there is such a sense of relief for once that we know that with Donald Trump, who will not give up and certainly will not allow corruption, lies, cheating, and all the like to stand, that for once in our lives, the lying, cheating, and stealing is not going to stand. They're not going to get away with it this time. You have given me so much hope. It's more than hope. It's a sense of calm that the country will be saved. I have to say one other thing. When I said this is for all the marbles, this is for all the marbles. It isn't just they're cheating one election. The reason they're going to this kind of length is because this is an election that's about either liberty or tyranny. Bottom line, that's it. Don't you think?
It absolutely. This is our entire system. This is our entire system. If they get away with this now, for the biggest race ever in history.
Ever.
Ever.
Right.
They get away with this, they're going to use it forever, and we'll never see power again. And here's the most important thing. We have two runoffs that if we lose, if they use these systems, and they are being used in Georgia, if they use these systems and we have two runoffs on January 5th, we will lose the Senate. I want
to
be clear.
Gee, and you think that they're willing to do that? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think they're willing to do anything, everything they can, not only to turn Donald Trump out of office, which is the key to everything? I'm going to digress. I'm going to digress and tell you, I am a Godfather geek. And I remember when they realized that Don Corleone is the key to everything of getting what they want, so they try to kill him. And he says, he's the key to everything. Without him, they can't get it done. So that's why they put a hit on him. This is how it is. Just go back to mob politics or mob ideology and you figure out cui bono, who benefits. We have another caller on the line and we have time to take his call, although not very much. Didn't get his name. What's your name?
Yeah, Mark from Worcester.
Caller?
Yes, hello.
Welcome. Welcome to WCRN.
Good morning,
what's on your
Karen,
mind?
And good morning to your guests. Dominion voting systems. From what I'm hearing, reports that the Trump team and Donald Trump himself is well aware of the shenanigans that have been going on with the Dominion voting systems. Now, who is the CEO of Dominion voting systems? I also hear that Nancy Pelosi, on the previous shows, a caller called in and he said that Nancy Pelosi owned stock in Dominion voting systems. Have you heard anything about that?
Larry?
I have heard rumors. I haven't confirmed it. What I will say is not only does she may own stock, but the Dominion voting systems hired a lobbying company that a major staffer on Pelosi's staff is running. So there are ties to Pelosi with Dominion voting systems as well. And she's probably pretty upset because they did choose them.
We have about 30 seconds. Thank you, caller. Thank you. Thank you. Why don't we wrap up on the other side? Is that okay, Larry? Okay, great. You're listening to Karen Cataline filling in for the wonderful Gary S. Goldman on 830 WCRN. We'll be back with a little bit more with our guest, Larry Ward, and we'll take your calls till the top of the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.